Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Well, it's the second day of a new year, and that means many of us have probably made a few promises to ourselves to do better with our health. Whether it's eating better, exercising more, or losing weight, those resolutions usually top our list yearly. But how do you make such promises and keep them beyond the first week of 2019? Our guests this evening are health and wellness experts, and they are going to provide us with a few tips to make your resolutions lifetime, not just yearly, but lifetime changes. In studio with us is Armenta Castro. She's a personal trainer and fitness coach, and Ben Rice, also a personal trainer and boot camp instructor. The phone lines are open. We want to hear from you. What are you doing to stay in shape? Have you made that resolution this year and last year and year before and you don't stick to it? Or have you stuck to your resolution and can help the rest of us move along? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The phone lines are open. Armenta Castro, so it's no secret that many of us make these resolutions, right? And we don't stick to them. We do it year after year. We don't get the job done. Why is that?
It's a lot of things that it can be. First of all, habits. People don't know how habits work, and they don't give themselves enough time to develop and establish a habit. And when you do that, it takes about 21 to 25 days to establish a habit. And once you do that, that's the hardest part, that first 21 days. And it becomes a lot easier after that. Another reason why people may not stick to those resolutions or those new fitness goals is they don't have an accountability partner. They don't have anyone meeting them at the gym, anyone expecting them to show up. Having a fitness buddy, statistics shows, makes you more inapt to stick to the goal, which is hopefully to work out five times a week.
Five days a week. Come on, Ms. Castro.
5 days a week.
Well, if I follow your rules now, 21 days at the start of the year, that means every year on my birthday, things should change because my birthday's on the 21st. So it's easy for me to remember.
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Okay? And you should be pumped to do that.
Yeah, okay, now that you've given me that information. Ben Rice, so we know that we fail to sort of finish out, but I think we also sometimes fail to check off things before we even start that we should be doing that maybe we don't always think about before we sort of jump into the fray.
Well, just agreeing with Ms. Castro,
you know, the habits are very important. But I think before we get started, you need to check with your doctor. You need to make sure your body is ready to sustain this grind because it's a grind. And I think what happens is people jump in it so fast and they don't really know what they're about to get into. So I would encourage people to have a physical, check with your doctor, make sure everything is working properly before you jump out there in the studios.
And in your experience, how many people do that?
Zero.
I mean, you're not even giving me like 1%. I mean, you're like zero.
Well, typically what happens is people think they're in shape. Mm. And after they work out one time, they normally jump off the wagon. And it takes about 21 days.
Do they jump off because of the strain and how their body feels and they're not used to working out? Is that what happens, Armenta?
It can be that a little bit, and they're going too hard too fast. You have to really pace yourself and get a plan of action, or you will hit the wall big time. You will be in there working out and doing your thing, and then 3 days later that soreness sets in.
Yeah, I agree with you.
There it is.
And I just want to second that. The other thing is, as a person getting into fitness for the first time, you need to have realistic goals. I think what happens is we look at social media, we look at our friends, we look at their bodies, and we ultimately think that we're going to look the same way. I think when you come in with realistic goals and you reward yourself for small achievements, you better off that way.
But as a personal trainer and a boot camp instructor, isn't realistic, can't that be subjective? What is realistic? If I'm trying to lose 40 pounds, right, by year's end or in 6 months, what's realistic? Losing a couple pounds a week, a month?
Well, realistic is taking one day at a time. That's what you want to do. I think when you take yourself, if we take those 40 pounds and we cut that in half and you say, you know what, I want to lose 10 pounds, take it in phases. Don't just take the whole 40 at one time. So I like to tell my clients one day at a time and take it in phases. And then once you get to that first phase, reward yourself. And then you have another phase and go on that way.
Armenta, if you fail by February, which statistics show 80% of people fail by February.
Right.
So my question is, what is happening the next 10 months? Is it getting worse for those who want to be in shape?
I think a lot of times people get discouraged.
And do we lack willpower? Is it a willpower thing?
People get discouraged. A lot of factors happen. People get discouraged. They're overwhelmed. They're doing too much too soon. The goals aren't realistic. You want to set SMART goals, and they stands for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timable. So I tell people all the time, just relax, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. If you didn't work out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's why there's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Just go the next day. Just relax. Some people can't stay in the gym long. I say 30 minutes. You go in, do 30 minutes, and walk out. Like, little things like that will encourage them, and they'll say, well, I may not have stayed for an hour, but I stayed for 30 minutes. And maybe in the next week, they'll stay for 40 minutes, and the next week, they'll stay for 45. And then before you know it, they're in there for an hour. Don't be hard on yourself. People like throw the whole workout away because they missed one day or they ate bad one day. Okay, well, that's why I tell people all the time, that's why pencils have erasers. You can start over. It's okay.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tonight we're talking about meeting our goals of staying in shape, staying physically fit, eating right. We make these resolutions. 80% of us within a month give up on those resolutions. How do we stay with it from month January all the way to December and beyond that? Our guests tonight in studio are Armenta Castro. She's a personal trainer and fitness coach. Ben Rice, also a personal trainer and boot camp instructor. Again, the phone lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to the phone lines. Tanya calling from the district. Go right ahead, Tanya.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. First of all, I want to say Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Okay, one of my questions is, I just started eating meat because I heard there was a lot of hormones in it, and what I'm trying to do is lose at least about 10 pounds. So what can I eat for protein instead of eating like chicken, red meat, and turkey?
So she wants to stop eating meat.
Well, she can also, what she can do, she can use a supplement. She can use a protein powder of her choice. When you start talking about supplements, I don't give out one particular one. I would encourage her to go to a vitamin shop. Talk to someone there because every protein or supplement has different things in that you might not want. So she can do a protein. She can do beans to supplement for the protein as well.
Is it a bad thing eating too much meat? Because that seems to be the trend now, to get off of meat and get off
meat.
Of bread. And I like bread and meat. So, Armenta, what do I have if I can't eat meat and I can't eat bread and I want to be in shape and have protein? I guess there's no protein in bread.
No, there's
not. My wife keeps telling me. So
there's no protein in bread.
Know. There's something good in bread, though, right?
Whole grain bread, yeah, certain ones. Okay. The thing with meat that bothers me is that a lot of it isn't processed correctly. A lot of steroids are in it. A lot of things that we metabolize in our bodies are in the foods that we eat. I mean, you know, that's just how it is. So if you look at the chicken and the steak and sometimes even the fish, they're not what they look like coming off the farm. Some of them are not even real. They're genetically modified organisms. They're
That's
not
true.
Real chicken or real beef or real fish anymore. So that's my primary reason of trying to slow down on the meat. There are the same values as the vitamins you can find in meat that you can find in other foods as well. Protein can be done with beans, like Ben said. Rice is another. I do brown rice. I do shrimp. I do Alaskan wild-caught salmon. I just try to make sure the things that I put in my body has the least amount of steroids and chemicals in them as possible.
So it's all about Ben being educated then, right? Is this label reading in terms of eating well and controlling our weight? Do you have to know what to look for and what to eat and how to read labels if you go into the grocery store?
I think that's one of it. And then I also think that you should see a nutritionist. because always the labels are not always true. I mean, as we know, everything you see is not real news. So sometimes you might want to go to a nutritionist and do an actual plan and see what your body actually needs, because everyone's body works different. The way I process food is not the same way someone else might process food. So I would always encourage people to go to a nutritionist and actually sit down with them and actually get all your numbers right.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tonight we're talking about fitness and the new year and how to stay in shape and how to meet your goals and sort of stay true to those goals that you set for 2019. Again, our guests tonight are Minta Castro, personal trainer and fitness coach, and Ben Rice, also a personal trainer and boot camp instructor. Ben, tell me about, let's talk about the issue of weight and the emotional side of tackling weight issues, because I think that takes up a big chunk of when we're talking about getting in shape and eating right. And in trying to tackle that, it's so much of that in our head. Is it a mental thing that folks deal with in terms of trying to get a grasp of weight control?
Well, let me just segue into this. I used to be 285 pounds, and I was really depressed.
How much are you now?
I'm tipping at about 232.
And your height?
And I'm 5'10". So I'm still kind of a solid guy. I lift weights. But I want to speak from my experience. In reference to that, when I was 285, I was very depressed. I didn't want to do much. And it took something to get me to the next step. And that was career. I had a job. They wanted to give me a job, and I was overweight. And it was like, hey, guy, if you don't lose some weight, you're not going to make it on this department. And I basically started off by just walking.
And you weren't offended by that?
I wasn't offended.
Because you wanted the job?
I wanted the job. So what happens is sometimes we need some type of motivation to get us started. It could be something as a job. It could be a wedding. It could be a trip. It can be some type of 40th birthday celebration. We need something to push us. And a lot of times, a lot of that is mental. And we have to break those barriers. And once you break that barrier, when you lose that first 5 pounds and someone see you in the office, they say, Ben, what you been doing, man? It's something that goes inside you and you feel just this extra energy to lose 5 more. So I would say that we need those type of goals to push us. It could be something as small as a job.
Armenta, I want to go back to something, if I can, real quick. When you were talking about eating well and what you should eat, for many of us who want to eat well can be expensive.
That's a myth.
Uh-oh.
That's a myth.
Okay, you didn't let me finish that question.
I'm
going to stop right there.
I get it
all
the time. That's okay. A myth. It's expensive to eat. It's expensive to die more than it's expensive to get some lettuce and tomato, cucumbers, cabbage. Vegetables cost 99 cents a pound. Squash, sweet potatoes.
So it's more of changing our habits.
Absolutely. Habits, 21 days, remember. 21 days can develop a habit. Even in that 21 days, you may find that, oh, I didn't like this meal. I didn't mm-hmm. like that type of meal. You tried a lot of things, and something will stick. But what we can't do is cop out. What we can't do is drop those myths and misconceptions. I understand that a dollar menu is calling your name, but nothing in that is nutritious or substantial. You know, you're not winning when you do that.
Yeah, just for the moment, because we know it tastes good. All right, 202-319-7810.
I'm sorry, too.
Got
to be your no girl.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Cassandra is calling from Upper Marlboro. Go right ahead, Cassandra, with your question or comment. Hello.
Happy New Year. This is the first time I've ever been on a radio.
Oh, well, you're doing well.
I was just calling to say I agree completely about the habit. Just New Year's resolutions are great, but it's about your lifestyle change. It's about doing it for the rest of your life.
Yes,
not,
Cassandra.
Okay, I want to lose this much weight. It's about living a healthy life. And my biggest motivation was my children. I have three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that what I put into my body is going to fuel me, keep me alive, or either it's going to make me die.
Mm.
Huh. It's going to decay my body, make me ache, make me hurt, not make me energize, where I can keep up with my children or enjoy them. And when I realized that, that's when I got motivated to go to the gym and do what works for me. I do Zumba. I dance. That's my exercise. Instead of, you know, the treadmill, which works for some people.
Right.
Find something that works for you and just know that it's not about the resolution or I'm going to lose this much weight.
Right. So she, thank you so much, Cassandra.
Yes. Great call.
Great call. But she makes your points, Ben. Before we go to the other side on the Sirius XM 141 side, let our listeners get an idea of where they can go for information, your websites, how to get in touch with you.
You can email me at getmentfitdc@gmail.com on all the social media streams, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I am floating around at different studios. I teach a class on Friday nights in Northeast, and I'm based in D.C., but I'll come to you. I'll come wherever you need me.
Real quick, Ben.
Okay, my IG page is Ben Styles Events, Ben Styles Events, and also you can check me out at the Tyler's Body Makeover Studio.
All right, our guests are going to stay with us, so we're going to jump over to the SiriusXM Channel 141 side. We're talking about fitness in the new year of 2019. So I'm Bramante Bryan in for Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm is next on 96.3 WHUR Fitness Resolutions 2019. Stay with us on SiriusXM Channel 141. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HUR Voices, SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryan. In for Harold Fisher tonight. It is a new year. We are 2 days into 2019, and we know out there most of us have made resolutions. Either we've said it and articulated it out loud, or it's in our heads how we're going to change things in terms of being healthy. And that could mean how we eat. That could mean exercising, staying in shape, generally being healthier, as healthy as we can be. We make those resolutions, but statistics have shown by February, 80% of us are off the track. Tonight, we're trying to figure out how to stay on track, and that's why we have our experts in studio, Arminta Castro. She's a personal trainer and a fitness coach. Ben Rice, also a personal trainer and boot camp. Yes, boot camp instructor.
Don't scam me.
I know. It does sound kind of scary. Phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Since I sort of hung on boot camp, Ben, let's go back to that. Is it more important if you're in a boot camp, right, and we come to your boot camp, number one, what does that mean? What do you do? And two, it's a two-part question, so I'm going to have you hang on to this, too. Is it more important to exercise or eat right? And do you emphasize that in your boot camp? So let's talk about a boot camp and eating and exercising. Is one more important than the other?
Well, of course, your diet is the most important thing. I mean, typically, if you have a clean diet, you will lose weight without even working out. Now, what working out do is working out tones your body. It helps your hormones. It sculpts your body. And also, you want to build lean muscle so you can continue to burn fat. And typically, when people come to boot camp, that name has been loosely used, but it's basically just group fitness. You come into a setting with different people who have the same goals that you have, who are not interested in going to the gym because they might be afraid or intimidated by the machines, the people throwing around weights, and so on and so on. So group fitness is for people who just want to show up, and they want someone to instruct them what to do in a group setting.
So when they hear boot camp, they shouldn't be afraid of that.
No, they shouldn't be afraid, and that's why I have a class on Monday nights that I call Lab. So I got away from the boot camp name. Yeah. And basically what Lab means, it means legs, abs, and butts. So basically it's a ladies' class, and those are things that we focus on. So I wanted to get away from that boot camp term, you know.
Arminta Castro, how important is that group dynamic of having a group and not sort of trying to do it on your own? And does it need to be a group where they look like you? And when I mean that, I mean everything, female, gender, race, size.
Well, it's part of your the top five things that are necessary in order to stick to it. At some point, you need to join a fitness community, whether it's get a buddy, like we were talking about earlier, joining a boot camp, like Ben does, even a run group. They have Black Girls Run. They have so many different organizations that are committed to just getting together, no matter the fitness level, and just getting the workout together. It's important because, especially if you don't have a trainer Like, you know, it's an accountability is so important, because at some point, if you don't go, no one's going to notice. But if you're signed up for a class and Ben's used to seeing you in the class and he starts to get to know you, you make that eye contact, when you're missing, you're noticed. And that's cool, because you want to be somewhere where you're missed. And when you do classes in group settings, you know that you'll be missed.
I just want to say, in reference to the group setting, also the thing they have now, they have so much devices now that you can be in those communities. They have Fitbit, they have Garmin watches, they have Apple watches. And basically what you do is you can get those devices and you can start seeing what other people are doing, and you become more accountable. Like, I have clients right now, after every class, they post their calories, their active calories, they post it on social media, and they become accountable for themselves when they post it. Because what happens is, once you start posting you working out, people are going to be looking for that. And then when people see you, they want to look at you and say, are you still working out? So there's a lot of pressure with that.
I was going to say, now, it's interesting that you took us to social media, because also I can see the other side of that, right? Social media, where if you're putting so much out there and you're seeing so much of what others are doing, it can be a motivating factor, right? But can't it also be on the other side, sort of be a depressing thing to see? Oh, my goodness, Armenta, look how she is working out. We started together, and she's in shape, and look at where I am.
There's a balance in all things. You know, I don't put too much stock in social media in terms of, let me post, because some people go to the gym just to post a picture and they walk out.
Yes.
So you know, you take that with a grain of salt. But I like what Ben is saying, because people definitely, you know, who support you, they're watching you, and you're encouraging them, even if you don't realize it, especially when you have a community that are not personal trainers. They expect that from us. But I have clients who have lost 30, 40 pounds, and they're more inspiring than people may feel like I'm inspiring, because they're like, oh, I see you, girl. I see you doing it. Or I see the weight coming off. And that encourages you to maybe post more, or to stick to it more, versus me, who have abs. They expect to see me doing something ridiculous, some upside down crunches or something. So it's like, oh, yeah, there's Armenta again showing off. But it can help, but it can also hinder. So I see what you mean.
I definitely agree with that. I will say my experience with social media has been great, because I post a lot of videos, and what happened was, like Ms. Castro said, was I was posting videos, and then some of the people were intimidated because they seen the people in shape. Now, what happened was, I had one client, his name was Spencer, and it was his first time working out. And he came in, and he was a little heavy, and when I posted his video, I had so many people join by seeing someone who looked average, someone they could relate to. So I try to make my point of showing average people working out. Because when you show average people doing some of the same exercises, you get a better response.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We have experts in the house today. Second day of the new year. We know many of you have started on your weight training program, your physical fitness, the mindset of getting yourself in shape. Tonight is the night to listen in and give us a call. Tell us how you're doing. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Ben Rice, what's your thoughts on dieting, right? Dieting versus making lifestyle changes. Those two things are different. Yay or nay?
They are two different things. And once again, I can use myself as an example. When I was dieting, I had a strict meal plan. Everything was scheduled out. I weighed the food. I had so much of this and so much of that. I had sweet potatoes at this time and not after 2 o'clock. So when you're dieting, it's very strict, and you're gonna get great results. When you set up something for a lifestyle, that's more of a maintaining what you've lost. Because in my experience, dieting is so hard to maintain all year long. All year long. And the other example I give is, you have bodybuilders. Bodybuilders will diet for like 6 to 8 weeks for a show. And then after the show, they gain 10 to 15 pounds, because it's not realistic to stay on that strict diet forever. So you have to weigh those things out. I would say diet to a point, and then you got to get a lifestyle change where you maintain that weight. And that's the most toughest thing to do, is to maintain it.
So are we dealing in semantics, though? Because I'm listening to Ben, right? And if I'm dieting or I make a lifestyle change, so I don't eat the Big Mac anymore, right? Well, let's just stay with me. I'm still going to McDonald's, but all I get is a hamburger every so often.
That's the extra tartar or the extra mac sauce?
I had one today, okay, by the way, okay, and some french fries. I'm just saying.
And you're not feeling well.
And I'm not, and that's a bad thing, but I'm drinking tea.
There you go. Green tea, right?
Balance.
Okay. But I know. It's like saying, well, anyway, we'll go off track here in a minute. But is that a lifestyle change? I know it's a convoluted way, but if you're trying to slowly get there, instead of getting the Big Mac, you get a hamburger. Am I dieting or am I trying to make a lifestyle change where I don't get as much when I go to a McDonald's?
You're fooling yourself.
Yes.
You're playing Russian roulette.
Preach. Okay.
For short answer. Mm-hmm. It's the discipline. It's the discipline. And we want the benefit of having something excellent without putting in the work to make it that way. Hmm. And you got to stop that. It's just not working. It's mm-hmm. not going to work. It's taking two steps forward and three steps back. And you're no better off. So, and I am a lover of french fries and sweet tea from McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Hot fries,
see, I don't
fresh
get the sweet tea. Mm.
That was me 3 years ago. Oh. And I weaned myself off. I mm-hmm. love a fish filet meal. I know sweet, the high C orange. Mm-hmm. I am that person.
Okay.
I love me. I
okay.
love me.
All right.
But I saw that I'm fooling myself. Even on my cheat days, I'm like, oh, Friday mm-hmm. is on.
Because you're working out every so often.
I deserve
you can
a
do
treat.
That, right?
Exactly. You got to treat yourself.
It would hurt my body. Like, I would feel like I swallowed a lead pipe.
But this was after you had made the change, right, Ben? Is this
was,
what happened?
This was still during the, like, I'm doing it, but I'm going to mm-hmm. have my cheat day. This mm-hmm. was my treat for myself. But in the end game, it didn't make me feel better, look mm-hmm. better, and it gave me no nutrition. It mm-hmm. didn't help me be healthier. And if you really want to be healthier, you got to get some discipline.
Yes.
It's a mind thing, folks. That's what I'm hearing. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Our experts are in the house. She is Armenta Castro, personal trainer and fitness coach. And he is Ben Rice, also a personal trainer and boot camp instructor, also a lab instructor, he tells us tonight. 202-319-7810. Ben Rice, we see a lot of ads on television.
Yes.
Right, for nutritional, I won't name them, okay, but nutritional things that you can take, drinks, hey, get on this plan. Are they things that we should look at as options?
I think they are. It depends on what those things are. Because once again, let's get back to your habits. Because sometimes if you have a plan, if someone already formulates a diet plan for you, like some of these companies do, and it's easy for you to do that instead of going home and cooking your food just to get started, I would recommend that. Because what happens is when you do this journey, it's so much. We're asking you to eat right. We're asking you to work out. We ask you to get 6 to 7 to 8 hours of sleep. We ask you to still take care of the kids. We ask you to go to work. And sometimes you can eliminate just someone else cooking your food. That's a plus. You know, so some of those companies are great. Now, I would take a look at it in detail, but I wouldn't say stay away from them. Mm-hmm. Because I have tried some of those companies before, and they work for me on a temporary basis.
Armenta, some people have struggled with weight their whole lives, right?
Yeah.
And they feel like they'll never get it right. Ben just put his hand up. What's your message to them in the 2 minutes we have before we go to break?
One, don't be too hard on yourself. Two, don't get caught up in the all or nothing mindset. Three, understand how habits work. Four, start small. And last, join a fitness community, tracking systems, and keep it interesting. Mix your workout up. Keep it always alternating it. I'll run first for the first 30 minutes of my workout for 20 days, and I'll switch it up and run the last. Those little subtle changes like that will keep your body moving and not let it become in a stasis or in a stagnant.
And Ben, you put your hand up when I was reading this statement. You said, that's me.
I'm just keeping it real. That's definitely me. Weight has always been a journey for me. But like Amenta said, the one thing she said that stuck out to me is switch it up. And we have social media again. They have Groupon. People give discounts on classes. You can go to Groupon and you might can go to a row class. You might can go to a spin class on a discount. and you might spend less than you will spend on a trainer by getting these Groupons. Now, if you get those Groupons for like a month, you're going to different places to work out, having fun, new environment, meeting new people, new communities. Sometimes some people don't like to be stagnant in the same building. So you might want to take a look at Groupon and just start traveling around the Beltway.
Now, folks, you really need to give Ben Rice some props here because he's a personal trainer, so he's telling you you can have coupons to go somewhere else.
I mean, you got to get it done.
You could hold that to yourself, so we appreciate you sharing that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. That's the phone lines tonight. We're talking about personal fitness, weight training, health, eating right, not drinking, all of the things that we know are best for us. But sometimes we can't sort of stay on the right path. And how do we do that? And our experts tonight are here to help us with that. So 202-319-7810. The phone lines are still open. We're going to take one more break. We'll be right back with this conversation. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment, and our segment tonight is on Staying Fit 2019. You've made that resolution to be healthier and better and eating well and losing weight and getting buff and running a marathon and doing Zumba classes and all the things we may want to do that tell us, hey, we are fit and fabulous. But statistics show 2 months in, 80% of us stop. We lose that resolution. Why is that? What is happening? And how can we stay committed? Our experts are here tonight to give us some guidance on just that. Armenta Castro is a personal trainer and fitness coach, and Ben Rice is also a personal trainer and boot camp instructor. Phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Real quick, Ben. About 10, 15 years ago, you know, Oprah Winfrey has had this thing. Her weight's been going up and down, and she's dealt with that. And she had a show on, and some folks were talking about losing weight. And I think one of the people had the stomach band thing, right, you know, to sort of close off their stomach, or they had liposuction, one of the two. And anyway, they lost a lot of weight, and Oprah said, oh, so you did it the easy way. And she caught a lot of backlash for that.
Right.
What are your thoughts on folks who say, listen, I've been trying to lose a lot of this weight like you, Ben, and I can't do what you do. And to get started, this liposuction or this band thing helped me drop 60 pounds and then I can go from there. Your thoughts on surgical procedures to be in shape, lose weight?
In reference to that, we have a generation, a culture that wants a quick fix. Everyone wants a quick fix. I'm not going to discourage that because I think everybody's situation is different. You have some people who are obese to the point where they can't even get out the bed. So in certain situations, if a person needs that to live, I don't have an issue with that. I don't have an issue with any procedure that someone else does as long as it's healthy for them. So I don't have a big gripe about it, but it's nothing like losing it the old-fashioned way. And what happens is once people have those surgeries, they still work out. Because what happens, I've known people who've had those surgeries and they lose so much weight. And then that's their motivation to start working out. And as long as you're moving and you're working out, I'm with you 100%.
Armenta Castro, what are your thoughts?
I think that every situation is different. I know some people personally who've had that done, and they're living a much better life. They're much healthier. They did walk every day. They did eat better. They lost some weight, but their weight was contributing to severe health issues, and they had to lose a certain amount of weight to even get the lap band surgery. Like, yes. It's just not, oh, I don't want to do anything, so I'm going to go. It's not just like that. The doctors definitely screen, and they will tell you no if they don't think you qualify, or if you're not doing stuff correctly, or they don't think you're a good candidate because you're not going to listen to what happens after. They won't do it. And I've had some people have some great success, and that weight that they lost motivated them to really keep pushing.
Yes.
And they're working out to this day, and they look great. And shout out to some of my Facebook friends and some of the people in my life that I've seen make those changes. So it can work.
All right. I'm going to throw this out to both of you, right? Women complain about the muffin top. Men complain about the beer belly. You know, that's my concern, that, you know, I'll be this slim guy with this little Sammy Davis Jr. belly. So, and they complain about love handles. Right?
That's Sammy Davis.
So, I know. I hope nobody loves Sammy Davis and I feel offended. But if you see him, you know, Sammy Davis is a little guy and he had his little beer belly.
They don't want the truth about this right here.
And love handles. So, yes. How do we get rid of or manage muffin top, beer belly, love handles? Can they be getting rid of?
Well, let me just say this. I've heard a trainer say, and I agree with it, you can do 1,000 sit-ups, 1,000 crunches, 4,000 twists. You can do some core work. If your diet is not right, everything we talked about is going to remain the
Krispy
same.
Krispy Kreme,
it's gonna
McDonald's.
It's going to remain the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, so unfortunate, I hate to see trainers give false hopes and dreams to people and tell them, oh, I can get rid of this, I can do that. It's all about your diet. When you talk about your stomach, it's all about your diet. It's all about those cortisol levels in your system, and you're not balanced.
So is it different for men? Because I talked about women with muffin tops, and men, they can be slim and have a beer belly. What's going on with that? Is it beer? Is it something where something settles with men, just the physical?
Well, I'm not a doctor, but typically with men, when they have those stomachs, they have some type of medical issue. And typically that's the issue that's holding that fat at that part of the body. Because I've noticed guys, chest is flat and they have that little tire going around. And sometimes in men, we don't go to the doctor. So I would advise most guys to go see your doctor first. Find out, make sure you're in a good bill of health first, because there's something you might can do or the doctor can suggest for you to actually help with that.
And our mentor for the ladies and the sort of the muffin top and define what that is for us men who are trying to make sure we understand that.
Okay, well, listen, women carry weight in different places. We carry weight in our chests, in our hips, in our legs, places that just because we're women, that's where we carry it. Ben is exactly right. You can't outwork a bad diet. You cannot outwork a bad diet. So what usually happens is that women go to the gym and then they go eat bad. You can't do it like that. Eating well will make you slimmer. Lifting weights and doing crunches and push-ups will tone you and create toning. It will create definition. So if you want definition, you need to lift weights and get in the gym. If you want to slim down, you need to watch what you're eating. They are married. They work hand in hand.
Good advice on that people understand those two differences.
Exactly.
Weights, you're toning.
Yep.
Losing weight is what you eat. Can we talk a little in our last few moments just about the weights and cardio and resistance training? Who should do it? Is it an age thing? Does it not matter how old you are?
I think that we've moved beyond, like we were saying earlier off air, to a new phase of fitness and how we can produce the maximum results in the minimum amount of time.
Yes.
Let's be honest, people don't want to be in the gym a long time anymore. So there's a lot of different styles of training that we can do. My personal training methodology is called FIT. It stands for frequency, intensity, time, and type, because those four elements I use those four elements to determine the type of workout I prescribe depending on the client. And I think Ben has a different style.
Right. I use the style that's called Tabata. So Tabata is basically a format where you work for 4 minutes. It's only a 4 minute work, but what you do is you do intervals of 8. And during those intervals, you work out for 20 seconds at the hardest you can go. I mean, I want you to work out as hard as possible. And then you get a 10-second break. And what this interval training is going to do is going to take your heart rate up, and then it's going to bring it down. So it's almost like a roller coaster effect. And studies have showed that Tabata workouts actually burn more fat in a shorter period of time.
And because I'm a physical therapist, is sometimes I can't get my client 20 seconds as hard as you go.
Right.
Sometimes we're working on balance. Sometimes we're working on rotator cuff and just movement and how to move and not re-injure yourself. So sometimes, like with my FITT type, the plie lunges or, you know, the crossovers, they need to be slow, like 1, 2, 3 down, 1, 2, 3 up, because we're focusing on balance and activating all the muscles. Sometimes when we're doing burpees and I'm doing star jacks, it's hit. So it's a gauge, and good trainers know how to gauge which exercises should be focused on and concentrated on, and not so much as go, and which ones need to get your heart up because you need to burn fat.
I just want to give something to your listeners. If you go to Tyler's Body makeover on Instagram. The first 10 people to share my page, I'm going to give them a free session.
Hey, repeat that again.
If you go to Tyler's Body Makeover on Instagram, the first 10 people that share that page, we're going to give you a free session.
And very quickly, Armita Castro, not that you have to offer up anything free, but your website.
I am here to, that's why I gave out my email address. Please follow my social media at Get Mint Fit. We are having group sessions. We are having a thing where I don't want to call it Weight Watchers, but we are establishing a community of people who want to get together, just like a roundtable discussion. And I will answer all questions for free. And you can just bring me your questions and we can do a similar thing, sit around and just chat it up a little bit. And if you follow my social media, you'll see when that's happening. And it's free because I'm not charging, but you will walk away with some information. But when I start to put on my trainer hat, then that's when, you know, the coin starts to go.
All right. She is Armita Castro. He is Ben Rice, both personal trainers. We thank you both for joining us tonight. And hopefully you guys will take all of this information and do something with it. Yes. That's the Daily Drum on HR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, January 2nd. I'm Bramante Bryan in for Harold Fisher. The Connection is next. Have a great night.